Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.
How to get a date.
See, girl, ask, hope you don't get slapped and or rejected.
That's it. Time to go to a commercial.
There
that was
go.
It.
How does it work? Does it work? That did it work on all the times? Yeah.
No, I said, oh, you hope you don't get. I've never
Why
been
would
slapped.
You get slapped.
I've never. Well, it depends on what you say, right? You might say something wildly inappropriate.
Okay.
I'm you know, painting our species, my species, men, all with the same brush. Sometimes we act like buffoons, and by sometimes I mean most times. So you may get yourself slapped or a drink thrown at you or something like that by saying the wrong thing. Or you may just get rejected. That, take it from me, happens a lot.
So you should not do it in real life, like Jake Owen sings about. You should do it via email. You're more likely to get a date if you ask via email than a simple phone call.
Come on, whatever happened to the phone call? Don't they want to hear your voice and hear you ask and hear how nervous you sound when you do?
From what I understand, see, nobody knows anybody, so we can't just look somebody's phone number up in the phone book anymore.
That's true.
So there's like this, there's this list of there's an agenda or an itinerary. So you have to meet somebody. And then you have to send them a Facebook message. You don't send them a Facebook friend request because that's too personal. You just send a Facebook message. Hey, nice to see you. Fun to meet you. Hope I see you again sometime.
Yeah, but I've had that happen to me. And sometimes it ends up in the other folder. And I didn't even know there was an other folder until about a year ago.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And I looked in there and there was like 25 messages in there from
right.
like 5 years ago.
But then you have to tell the person who you know in common or whatever to tell that person, oh, I sent you a Facebook message. And then if the person responds positively to the Facebook message, then you add as friends. And then once you get tired of Facebook messaging, then you exchange phone numbers. But you don't call the phone number, you just text the
this
phone
is
number.
Way too complicated.
I know this is I've learned so much since I've been, you know, newly single. It's crazy. You have to do it in the right order, otherwise people think you're insane. You can't just say, can I have your phone number or something.
This is fascinating.
I know.
How'd you learn all this? I've never learned this in 40 years of single
time. from my friends, teenagers. That's who's teaching me all of this. So that's, and then a romantic email is better than an actual phone call for the generation now.
No, too bad. I'm not doing it. I'm still going to phone your ass. That's what I'm going to do.
A romantic email. I would be a little creeped out by a romantic email.
If you're getting a romantic email, they cut and paste from something by Shakespeare.
It's plagiarized.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You better like cut and paste it again and then search it in Google to make sure that those were real words.
That's right. Can we go back to Pauly and the 25 messages he had from other women that he didn't respond to
I
over
didn't
the past?
Say they
That's
were
exactly
women.
What you said. You
Just
said
very
You said that happened to me, well, and then you told us about 25 other messages.
I'll just assume
they were women.
You're slandering my good name,
Pauly,
my friend.
I heard you. Sometimes he twists things around to suit his fancy.
I do believe those were the facts as presented.
Okay. I don't either, Paul. I don't believe that for an instant.
Everybody
run and check your other folder right now, though.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's Best Country. Country 106.7.